Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2663, Breaking the Doom Spending Cycle by Sarah Stanizai of prospecttherapy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. Breaking the Doom Spending Cycle by Sarah Stanizai of prospecttherapy.com. It's 2024. Even on a good day, there's a lot to feel anxious about. There's the big picture: global warming, pandemic, human rights violations, inflation, uncertain job futures. And that's not even considering individual stressors like difficult jobs or strained relationships. We all feel anxiety sometimes, and we all have different ways to cope with it. For some of us, we like to get a little spendy. Enter doom spending. Whether it's impulsively buying items online or constantly seeking comfort in retail therapy, doom spending can become a harmful coping mechanism. In this post, we'll explore the connection between anxiety and doom spending, and more importantly, discuss healthy coping strategies to break free from this cycle. What is doom spending? Doom spending is a term used to describe the pattern of compulsive or impulsive buying driven by feelings of anxiety, stress, or a sense of impending doom. It's like a temporary escape, a quick fix that brings momentary relief, but often leads to regret and financial strain. Late night Amazon purchases, anyone? Identifying doom spending is the first step in addressing the underlying anxiety that fuels this behavior. Everyone has their unique stimming preferences, and it's crucial to recognize that stimming is not limited to one specific behavior or action. By understanding the multitude of ways stimming can manifest, we can foster a more inclusive and accepting environment for neurodivergent individuals and ourselves. The anxiety-spending connection. Anxiety can take many forms, from generalized worries to specific fears or phobias. When anxiety becomes overwhelming, individuals may seek ways to cope, and for some, spending money becomes a coping mechanism. The act of purchasing items might provide a brief distraction or a momentary sense of control, but it doesn't address the root cause of anxiety. Doom spending can create a vicious cycle. The initial anxiety triggers the impulse to spend, leading to guilt and increased stress over financial concerns. This heightened stress may in turn fuel more doom spending, perpetuating the cycle. Healthy coping strategies for anxiety. Breaking free from the cycle of doom spending involves developing healthier coping strategies to manage anxiety. Here are some practical suggestions to try before you next click purchase. Mindfulness and breathing techniques. Practice mindfulness and deep breathing exercises to stay present in the moment. These techniques can help calm the mind and reduce anxiety. Journaling. Keep a journal to express your thoughts and emotions. Writing can be a powerful tool for self-reflection and gaining clarity on the sources of anxiety. Therapy and counseling. Seek support from a therapist or counselor who can help you explore the root causes of anxiety and develop coping mechanisms tailored to your needs. Create a budget. Establishing a realistic budget can provide a sense of control over your finances. Knowing where your money's going can alleviate anxiety about financial uncertainties. Build a support system. Share your feelings with trusted friends or family members. Sometimes expressing your worries and fears can lighten the emotional burden. Engage in hobbies. Find activities that bring joy and relaxation. Hobbies can serve as healthy outlets for stress and redirect your focus away from doom spending. Set realistic goals. Break down larger tasks into smaller, manageable goals. Setting realistic expectations can help reduce the anxiety associated with overwhelming responsibilities. Exercise regularly. Physical activity is known to reduce anxiety and improve overall well-being. Find an exercise routine that suits your preferences, whether it's walking, jogging, yoga, or dancing. Practice gratitude. Cultivate a gratitude mindset by focusing on the positive aspects of your life. Regularly acknowledging and appreciating what you have can shift your perspective. Limit exposure to triggers. Identify and limit exposure to situations or environments that trigger anxiety. Whether it's news, social media, or specific stressors, managing your exposure can make a significant difference. Breaking free from doom spending. Breaking the doom spending cycle is a journey that requires self-awareness, commitment, and resilience. Acknowledge the connection between anxiety and spending, and be compassionate with yourself as you work towards healthier coping mechanisms. Remember that seeking professional support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Therapists can provide guidance and strategies tailored to your specific needs, helping you navigate anxiety and find healthier ways to cope. In conclusion, understanding the link between anxiety and doom spending is a crucial step towards breaking free from this cycle. By adopting healthy coping strategies, individuals can develop resilience, manage anxiety more effectively, and cultivate a more balanced and fulfilling life. You just listened to the post titled Breaking the Doom Spending Cycle by Sarah Stanizai of prospecttherapy.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. As a culture, I think it's been normalized to avoid feeling our feelings. We decompress at the end of the day with TV, or we convince ourselves that we need a drink to take the edge off. But as with doom spending, all of our destructive coping mechanisms are simply distractions from feeling our feelings. And our endless distractions cause our discontent to build up under the surface over time, having a disastrous impact on our health and relationships. I think it's possible to find other healthier ways to self-soothe and to maintain perspective that despite our challenges, life is actually pretty good. Emotional resilience is a life skill that not only makes life more enjoyable, but you'll likely save a ton of money. When you're able to regulate your emotions, you're able to make better decisions, financial and otherwise. When I find myself overwhelmed, stressed, or strung out, it's time for a pause. I take a walk, I take some deep breaths, or I lay down for a yoga nidra meditation. I've learned to slow down and not make any decisions at the peak of emotion. I talk to a friend, spend time with my pets, take a bath, read, and journal. My life is never going to be perfect, but I've learned to focus on the good, as there's so much to be grateful for. And that's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.